My name is Chris Kulander. I'm a teacher at South Texas College of Law, Houston. I want this is an appropriate time as we're digging into this delicious repast to thank our luncheon sponsor, Santoyo and Waymire, and as we begin the program for the afternoon. Our next talk is by Justin Anderson about energy litigation. And he's the Assistant General Counsel for Litigation at ExxonMobil Corporation. Prior to joining Exxon in 2023, Justin was a partner in the litigation department of Paul, Weiss, Rifkin, Wharton, and Garrison at the law firm. Justin represented clients in a variety of litigation and regulatory matters, including class actions, enforcement proceedings, and such. Justin previously served as an assistant U.S. attorney at the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York from 2009 to 2015. He earned his B.A. and M.A. from Johns Hopkins University in 1998. I understand he's a native Baltimorean. That's probably just made that word up. And he received his J.D. from Yale Law School in 2006. Let's welcome Justin Anderson. Thank you.
Thank you, and thank you for inviting me to speak at your conference. It's a real pleasure to be here with you. I'm a new member of the Texas Bar. Got less than a year under my belt as a Texas lawyer. So if during the course of these remarks I say some things that sound wrong or unusual, please bear with me. I might mispronounce voir dire or Daubert. And that's because old habits die hard. They're really hard to shake off. But one of the things I hope we can shake off is predatory litigation. And that's what I want to talk about today. What do I mean when I say predatory litigation? Predatory litigation is a type of litigation that is meant to induce a judgment or a settlement that is not commensurate with the merits of the claims. So it's a pretty simple concept. It's the idea that I'm going to bring a case against you to extract a judgment, extract a settlement for as much as I can get, regardless of what would fairly compensate an injured party or deter future misconduct. And that's a problem. It's infected our legal system, and it's generating unreasonable jury results, excessive settlements, it's burdening our courts with frivolous litigation, and all that undermines the effectiveness, efficiency, fairness of our judicial system and confidence in our courts. And those are just the consequences within our legal system. This predatory litigation ripples out to the entire society. It drives up the costs of goods and services. It discourages job growth and reduces investment in meaningful economic activity. So curtailing predatory litigation is important both for the energy industry specifically, but for the country as a whole. So here's what I'd like to cover during our time together. First, I'd like to discuss with you some of the trends that we're seeing in predatory litigation. Second, I'll identify the factors that have contributed to an environment where predatory litigation is flourishing. And then third, I'll propose some actions that we all can take to address the root causes, to address the abuses, and promote fairness and efficiency in our court and support the rule of law. So how do we know that there is a problem with predatory litigation? How do we know this is a real problem? Well, just look at the numbers. A recent study found that tort litigation costs the U.S. economy over $500 billion in lost annual output and about 4.5 million jobs. Another study found that tort litigation amounts to $4,000 of additional cost annually per American household. More troubling.